When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
And it's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Great, hope you're stopping you. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is motherfucking Drink Chat Podcast.
Make some noise!
I got Fat Joe one time to smoke weed with me.
Wow. I never smoked weed with you.
Okay, come on.
No, I never smoked weed with you. My tooth
smoked weed with me.
You gotta stop.
Oh, because you had a toothache. Right,
yeah,
here or something.
I had this wasn't normal. This wasn't normal. I had a pain for like 3 days. And I was going to all the doctors and shit trying to figure out where I got this pain from. I still don't know where I got the pain from, but shit was hurting so much. He forced me to go to dinner with him with the pain. I said, my nigga, I can't even eat. Mr. Chow. Lobsters and steaks and this. So he want to show off he's rich now and shit. So we up in there, the table was flooded like Thanksgiving.
Wait, this is post-drink champs?
No, this is post-drink champs. Let me tell you something.
Mid-drink champs.
You a rich nigga right now. You hiding that money, nigga.
He bought a house.
You are hiding that money here, man. You can't lie to me. I count niggas' money. Listen, this nigga, let me tell you something. This nigga over here, he got a table full of shit. I swear to God, I can't even eat. Right? He was like, yo, if you take, what the fuck? Ali passed it
no,
to you?
It was vapor. That nigga's it was a vapor. Terrible. So he's like,
I was in so much pain. He's like, this is for your tooth. So I took it and he started jumping up and down. Oh, I never thought this would be Yo, let me tell you something.
He knows,
no, yeah, man.
He knows he's
no, yeah, man.
He
worse, worse. This, you know, it's my brother. This is the king of setting you up. Like,
no,
he's the king. He spun me around. He's a Mr. Child. He spun me around the door, and it was his cousin's video.
I don't see nothing like this in my life. You went out the door after the lobster and everything.
His cousin's shooting the video. Mind you, I'm in so much pain. The nigga Nori holding me up like Weekend at Bernie's, my nigga. I'm like, he's like, what's up? What's worse, my nigga, is after they shoot the shit, he said, yeah, go again, go. I said, no, no, no.
So listen, can I go ahead and say this?
Please, I feel like you need a drink, nigga. Go ahead.
I can say this? This might be the headline right here.
Right. Uh-oh.
Mr. Fab is responsible for Slaughterhouse coming together.
Mm-hmm. I didn't look at it like that.
I'm just
going
to throw this out there like
that. Throw it out there,
Fab. Explain. So listen, we understand this.
So listen, I'm battling Royce da 5'9".
No, you battling Joe Budt.
No, I'm battling Royce da
5'9".
No,
Royce da 5'9".
Joe Budt didn't come right. His brother ended up getting...
What is this? What year is this?
God bless. Something happens to his brother.
Something happens to his brother. God bless. This is 2010.
Okay.
Maybe, possibly, whenever. Don't quote me on that. It's not Googleable.
It's not Googleable.
Googleable. Yeah. This was Royce just rolling with Eminem at the time.
Him and Eminem split. Okay. Like they
beefing.
They not really seeing eye to eye, right?
Royce on the independent
tip. No, not today, because we drinking together.
Okay. All right. All right, so listen. So I'm supposed to battle Joe Run. Me and Royce in the battle.
That's an Oakland word, poster.
Poster? Yeah, poster. Like it's fister.
Don't let that fly right past you.
Like fronter. Like when he's like, I'm front the building. I'm in front. Not Fanta. Not to be confused with Fanta or Fanta.
I'm finna be there, man.
So
I'm
listen.
I'm finna be there. I'm supposed to be there.
So we battling. We at SOBs. We battling. All right. We do the whole little battle. I diss everybody in the room.
Right.
Because I was 50 deep, like a full 50 motherfuckers there, like, you feel me? So I kind of I was comfortable. Right. You're there.
Right.
You come up to me after this shit, you say, my nigga, I don't know what's going on with you, but whatever the fuck you just did right there, my nigga, that shit was ill. Here's my number, call me in a little bit.
This is happening in New York?
This is in New York.
All right, let me, I need you to finish.
But that's just crazy.
As an artist, I looked at you and I seen the risk you took. Like, I seen the risk you took, and I wanted you to know that you were safe. Like, these niggas are rappers. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody you dissed. But I came up to you and I was like, yo, Fab. I was like, yo, because I felt like I knew you. Because, first of all, when it comes to the West Coast, Oakland is my number one market.
For sure.
Right? So, for some reason, I feel like Left Rack is in Oakland, right?
Like, Queens is like Oakland.
I swear to God, I feel like Queens is like Oakland. So, mind you, now L.A. is our fucking number two market with Drink Champs, right? But back then, so I wanted to extend that love. So, I told him, because he came on, like he said, he came on and he just was thrashing people. And I was like, yo, look, on some rapper shit, you win it. But just so you know, like, this is not, like, you good. Like, you could relax. And then...
Nigga says, call me.
Right.
If you don't call me, I'm gonna call you. We go back to the room, like, yo, man, Nori was my favorite rapper, one of my favorite rappers growing up. The reason why, because the nigga did a song, the LA song. I was like, oh, this nigga's the hardest nigga ever. He was the only nigga that responded. Mm. Right? It was the hardest shit ever. I felt like he was the hardest nigga ever, right? So, my phone rings at 4 o'clock. I'm at the room. It's 4 in the morning. I answer the phone. I'm like, yo, what up?
Sounds like me.
Yo, it's Nori. What's good, my nigga? Hey, yo, I'm at Yankee Stadium right now. Yo, nigga, pull up. California, I'm thinking it's a setup, right? I start thinking about Baseline Studio. Right? Just being a West Coast nigga, right?
Quad studios,
quad, all this shit.
Quad,
all this shit.
Right? The quad.
Quad, that's what it was, quad. I'm thinking about all this shit. I'm like, punk. I look at my cousin, I say, hey. The nigga Nori just
97.
Hit me. I'm thinking about all this shit.
Don't kill him.
I'm like, this nigga Nori just hit me talking about.
East Coast, West Coast.
I'm thinking, I'm calling alliances back home. I'm calling niggas like, hey, my niggas, we still tripping with the East Coast? So the nigga called me, right? I don't understand this shit, right? I look at my cousin, I wait, I'm like, cousin, this nigga Nori talking about coming to Yankee Stadium.
And then it's weird because I'm from Queens, so it's different.
I'm like, he like, let's go. I say, my nigga, wait. Because like, I'm a nigga, I grew up off New York shit, right? So I knew all of this. I was like, my nigga, this nigga's from Queens, my nigga. Yankee Stadium's in the Bronx, my nigga. This shit don't sound right to you, cuz. My nigga's broke. By this time, it's about 420 because we've been debating for 20 minutes and we getting up. He said,
like a setup.
I say, but we gonna be suckers if we don't go. Because he personally called us, bro. That's Melvin Flint.
Right, that's what you called me, too. Niggas came and said Melvin Flint. Okay.
I'm like, come on, my nigga. We gotta go. Say, fuck it, make a short story shorter. We hop on in a cab. We get there. I see there's 50 Puerto Rican niggas standing outside of Literally, it's probably like 14, but that looked like 50 to a nigga from Oakland that's by itself.
Right.
Middle of the night.
I look across the guy, I'm like, my nigga, that's 50 niggas, my nigga. He like, yo, well, you good? I'm good. I hit the fence. I jump the fence, rip a hole in my pants and everything, right?
Before it's, Rip Jeans was popping.
Yeah, right, before Rip Jeans.
Hit the fence to get whatever you want.
I had to jump the fence.
Oh, shit.
I jumped the fence.
You think this nigga?
I jumped two of them.
Hell no, man.
Two fences. They in the park bench in the bleachers. This nigga give me a spinoff. He said, yo, my nigga, now listen. I felt like this, I swear to God, I felt like I was talking to Frank White at this time. This is like New York story, this is King of New York story. Hella niggas standing behind him, it's him, M. Dot, it's all kind of other niggas, it's crazy niggas, right? He say, either you a stupid motherfucker or you a real nigga. Me personally, I wouldn't have came.
I wouldn't have came.
Me personally, I wouldn't have came.
This motherfucking Dreamcast podcast. Make some noise!
You have such a long career.
Yes.
I want to take it from the beginning. Like, what inspired you to get just to start spitting? Period.
You know, honestly, it was something that I got into at a young age because of an older cousin I looked up to. You know. I mean, it was that type of thing. Now I got me.
Mm-hmm. You got to open up?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it was something, you know, that my older cousin was doing.
Right.
So, you know, I just did it really just to be like him. And he told me, like, you know, yo, you too young.
Was he making records?
Nah. It was just him and two of his boys around the way, you know, in Bed-Stuy. You know, they was like a little rap group, a three-man rap group. And he told me I was too young. Like, nah, you know, you know, when you get older. So then from that point, my mission became to be better than the other two dudes down with him. So I started off writing battle rhymes, you feel me? And that's what I was doing. Then when I felt I had it right, I went and battled the two dudes down with him, beat them.
Who were much older than you as well.
Yeah. They were much older than me.
At the time.
I battled them and beat them and then asked them, can I be down now, you know?
Hold on, because I got notes and shit, nigga.
Okay, so you battle them. Now you're just doing it on the block. You're just spitting for as a hobby, I'm assuming.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how is it that you get to where you become Big Daddy Kane? Is there a persona before Big Daddy Kane? Did you have another name? Did you?
That's a hard name, though, Big Daddy Kane.
I'm sure that you went through a couple names, maybe.
Well, before Big Daddy Kane, it was just MC Kane.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just MC Kane.
MC Kane.
Yeah.
All right, so now look, I was speaking to my good brother Fat Joe today. So Fat Joe calls me and I'm mad hyped. He's like, yo, I said, yo, I got Kane on today. So he said, Budweiser Superfest. Budweiser, he demanded that I ask you this question. Budweiser Superfest, Biggie and Tupac actually came out. The only time that the footage of Biggie and Tupac.
This is that famous record?
Yeah,
that
actually performing.
Yeah. Where Brooklyn at? Where that one? That
you know
one.
What Fat Joe told me? That that wasn't even their set. They were coming out with Kane.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that was
Kane.
My set. And Joe was next up to rhyme when they gave me to wrap it up. Like, you got 5 minutes. So I wasn't able to even bring Joe on. But Joe was standing there with the mic ready. They gave me to wrap it up.
Joe still was like, man, if I would have got on stage that day, Nori, like, he's still all set.
If I'd have had 5 more minutes, he would have been on there. Real talk,
that's
you know?
That's what he would dig, man. Let us know the first time you met Jay-Z.
The first time I met Jay-Z, it was back in, I want to say, 88 maybe. there was, you know, there was like in the early 80s or mid 80s, like, you know, my name was popping in Brooklyn for battling people.
Of course.
But there was one dude whose name was bigger than mine. This guy named Jazz.
Jazz up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, he was more popping. And then to top it off, to make matters worse, dude around the corner from me, Fresh Gordon, they had the Gordy Groove record. Mm. Fresh Gordon did a mixtape with Jazz, and I live around the corner for him. So I'm like, you know, you gonna get a Marcy cat when I'm right here?
Now, you from Fort Greene or no?
No. Okay. I'm from off Lewis Avenue, okay. Two blocks from Roosevelt Project.
Okay, cool.
In Best Side. So I'm like, you know, you go get the Marcy cat instead of dude right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So now I'm really pissed. I'm like, me and this Jazz dude gonna have to battle. Mm. We gonna have to battle.
So he don't have a Y and Sophia, none of that out at this time.
No. This is like neither one of us had deals.
Okay.
Neither one of us had deals.
Okay.
And it just never happened. Like, I tried to, you know, find a Jazz. We it never happened.
Right.
Then here I do have records out. And I get a call from the Shirt Kings.
Oh, and the Queens. Ask,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, yo, we want you to do a mixtape at Gordy Crib with Jazz. Mm. And I'm like, well, if it's a battle, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm making records now, but that shit still was eating me up, you know?
So you saying back then, battling was like more important than even getting on a record with a person? Like actually battling the MC?
Well, I mean, you that's know, like, getting on the record with a person was great too. But like I said, this was something personal.
Oh, okay.
You know? I mean, I love Jazz now. And I have a lot of respect for him, you know. But I mean, yeah, this was something personal then. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like, yeah, we can do it if we battle.
Okay.
And then when I get there to Gordy Crib, you know, he's like, nah, listen, you know, Jazz ain't with EMI no more, so we just wanted to, you know, like, do something, you know, maybe y'all do something together, you know what I'm saying, uh-huh. where he can, you know, really shine and whatnot, uh-huh. you know, we, you know, get the brother a new deal.
Right.
So I was like, all right, cool.
Okay.
And then Jazz asked me, yo, can my man rhyme on it?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I don't care.
This is he fast, Jay.
So we did the joint, me, Jazz, and Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, dude from the Shirt King, he was like, yo, you think maybe you can take Jazz up to Cold Chillin' and maybe try to get him a deal, you know, something?
Cold Chillin's the record label for your young boys. Go ahead, continue.
So I told him, yo, I mean, to be honest with you, I kind of like the skinny, light-skinned nigga better.
Mm.
You know?
Talking about Jay-Z.
Mm.
Right.
And, you know, from that point, you know, me and Jay got hooked up and, like, I was trying, you know, I tried my hardest, you know, to get him, you know, a deal with several different labels, you know, just things just didn't work out. But lucky dude was smart enough to, you know, figure out a way to do it on his own, you know.
Yeah. But let me just interject for 1 second. Big Daddy Kane is the first guest that came with their own corkscrew. Goddamn. Big Daddy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Who has time to read anymore? I mean, I know I don't have time, nor I know you don't got time. I'm sure the Drink Champs army doesn't have time. We're all hustling, we're all grinding, moving around. It's tough to sit down and read a book, but it's still important. And that's why audiobooks are great for helping you better you. Whether you want to feel healthier or get motivated or learn something new, you know, you should definitely check out books that are out there that are there to help us or entertain us or whatever. I mean, if you want to be the economic fiscal you, There's a great book that I love and I always recommend, and it never gets old. I always go back to it. It's Think and Grow Rich. Or there's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Or if you're into the whole cryptocurrency craze right now, Crypto Assets, The Innovative Investor's Guide to Bitcoin and Beyond. Great books. Another good, you know, if you're into the healthy thing, The Sleep Revolution is a great book. The Power of Habit, The Obesity Code. Or if you're just a successful you in that mode, The 4-Hour Workweek is a great book. Grit. How to Be a Boss. Another great book out there is Tiffany Haddish's The Last Black Unicorn. That's a great book. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, your tablet, or at home on an Amazon Echo. You can get through tons of books, hands and eyes free, while doing almost anything. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in the store. Regardless of price, and unused credits roll over the next month. Didn't like your audiobook? No problem. You can exchange it. No questions asked. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen at any time, even if you cancel your membership. So start a 30-day free trial and get your first audiobook by going to audible.com/drinkchamps. Or text DRINKCHAMPS to 500-500 to get started. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks and other audio products. Users can sign up as an Audible listener, which gives them book credits each month for a low monthly fee. Customers download their choices and can access them on their iPhone, Android device, Fire tablet, iPod, or other MP3 players. So Drink Champs Army, take advantage of the 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free by going to audible.com/drinkchamps or text DRINKCHAMPS to 500-500 to get started.
I think when I went to the Clippers, that was probably the worst kind of system that I went
to. And you was under Sterling?
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was trying to get an apartment in L.A., my credit is horrible. Nobody approved me. The only building that approved me was the Sterling building.
Because you pay cash.
I hit my manager, Ali, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna sit here. He's like, you can't move to Donald Sterling's building. Oh, and I'm like, what? He's like, that's like moving into Trump. And I'm like, yo, I did everything but sign my fucking name to this fucking check. And he's like, you cannot move there. And he called Magic Johnson a nigga. Like, how do you call, like, out of everybody you could call a nigga, I just feel like Magic get the pass.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't supposed to call, like, he's not supposed to be a nigga. Like, I went too far.
He's not a nigga.
How you call Magic a nigga? Like, when did you, as a person who played for an NBA team, as a person who played and know the politics, when you heard that, were you shocked or were you like, No, I
this
wasn't
is normal.
I wasn't shocked at all.
What?
When I got there, what shocked me is when I got there and when I did my press conference. It was almost like the movie The Devil's Advocate. As soon as I come off the press conference, the chief dude of like communications said, "Hey man, he may say something to you. You know what I mean? I know you from here. But he may say something to you that may be out of pocket or something."
Oh,
I'm like, "Man, what you talking about?" I'm like,
"Oh, you talking about when you was playing for the Clippers?"
No,
that's
I'm
crazy,
talking about
though.
After I gave the speech and whatnot.
What?
Because I didn't know. You know what I mean? I'm like, "Yo, I'm coming back to LA. I'm about to get it rocking. I'm gonna turn it around." You feel what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, like, I'm not thinking about who the owner is. I can give a fuck about who the owner is.
And they, so they're warning you about the owner.
He said, "Yo, he gonna say some crazy shit." I said, "Man, he ain't gonna say no crazy shit to me. Like, he ain't gonna say shit to me." But then, like, every day you live in it, dog, you realize, like, oh shit, this is like a dictatorship. You know what I mean? And people say, like, the man's racist. It's like, that man hate everybody. You feel what I'm saying? He don't have no respect for nobody. So it's not, it's like, racism is just like, racism is a short word to describe him. You feel what I'm saying? Wow. That's like a cop-out word to describe him and like the way that the whole system was being ran. So for me, it was just like, no bullshit. After my first year, I went to Africa. I was like, you know what? Like, either I'm gonna do something crazy or I need to go somewhere where I feel like I need to appreciate everything that I have as a black man in America. And so I went to Africa and I, you know, went to Africa like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
And just was like, I needed to see something else. You know what I mean? I went to Tanzania, Rwanda. Man, and it just kind of like low-key like changed my life. Especially
Rwanda, that's where like the
Genocide.
Yeah, we had a genocide. And then like you
right
see.
Right now you see what's going on in Liberia?
Libya with the slave trade.
With the slave trade.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when you look at the world, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we look at ourselves here in the United States, and we all privileged, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and we don't know shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we don't know shit until we go outside the country and really see how people really live and like the shit that they got and the resources they use and like how appreciative they are for life, you feel what I'm saying? And so that's what taught me about, like, dude, this ain't no dude, no racist, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm big, like Donald Sterling, it was like, he ain't no racist, I'm bigger than him.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so, one, I'm letting everybody know, this man racist, dog. And you, homeboy, you better not say shit to me. You better not say this shit to me. I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna hoop as much as I can, but I can't come to this arena knowing that I'm trying to win games, knowing that he gonna win, so I'm fucked.
Right.
So I can't play. You feel what I'm saying?
This motherfucking Drink Chat podcast. Make some noise!
So what happened was when I believed in Jado was when he battled DMX. So that's
hold on,
you gotta sit down.
This is so big for the Drink Chat.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen.
It's a debate.
This is so big on the Drink Chat. We gotta actually focus. Everybody, I don't know. My man, Red Hat. Everybody, come on. Let's everybody focus in on this energy.
It's big time.
Unlock your energy.
Unlock your energy, goddammit.
Beyond.
Okay.
Beyond.
So right now we're in Rough Rider neighborhood. Right now, right? This is a whole bunch of Rough Riders, right?
Well, now we're in the Bronx. We're not in their neighborhood.
No, I'm talking about right now. Where we at right now, right? Now the battle.
Yeah.
I wanna because we had Dame describe this battle.
Yeah.
We had Irv said he wasn't there. We had DMX actually.
Yeah, DMX definitely deserved it. He talked about
this battle.
Yeah.
Now DMX says he didn't lose this battle. We had Irv recently who said we think X lost the battle.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to describe the scenery. So what happens? Because is you and Dame cool with D and Y?
What happened was we was in the Gaucho's gym and my man Steve Mack and Dame.
Gaucho's gym, they cut me.
Yeah.
I was on 18. They cut me early. I'm so sorry. I still got personal with the coach.
All of us, you know, we used to always argue about whatever, anything, all the time. So he had the Harlem Knights.
Who had the Harlem Knights?
Steve Mack.
Steve Mack, okay.
So Steve Mack knew D and Y. So he was like, yo, let's have a battle. Him and Dame got into it about music. And he like, yo, your dudes is whack, this and that, you know, going back and forth. So They set up the battle, and then we went right after to the Bronx to a pool room on, it's like on 100 and something Street.
Right,
Webster Avenue? No, okay. Close to Webster.
Okay.
It's like 174th or something like that.
Okay.
So it was the Harlem Knights against Original Flavor, but then they had Roughness, and then they had another, Garter Rich was another dude from Harlem, and then he called D and Y, and then they brought DMX, and then Dame brought Jay. So that's how that got set up.
Okay,
like that.
Describe what happened. They walks in.
Yeah,
I heard walking, it's 5,000 guns there.
Yeah, it's 5,000 guns.
It's only 20 people, yeah, but you with 5,000 guns.
But you don't notice it, right? I'm just saying, when you're living that life every day, it's just like, right? It's all normal, right?
Okay.
So, they going back and forth and everybody else, and the Harlem Knights is definitely probably
that's pre-Rough Riders. Harlem Knights.
Yeah, so Harlem Knights have nothing to do with Rough Riders.
If you know about Harlem Knights, Harlem Knights transformed into Rough Riders, but
They say like a lot of like the LOX style came from the Harlem Knights.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that was a club, Harlem Knights?
No. That was a gang. Yeah. That was a group.
That was a gang. It's in a pool hall, you said?
Yeah, it's in a pool hall. So I remember like, you know, what happened led up to it, how they arranged who was going against who. But Dame and, Jay went against DMX. They was going back and forth. And then the funny thing, Big L was the only one recording everything. So that recording that y'all see, like, here and there, all came from Big L. But Y was like, yo, I should ain't incorporated, nothing like that. Yo, don't tape us. So that's why the only footage is on Jay. Mm.
So the thing about it is, we had Irv here. And Irv said, no, first off, forget us having Irv. We had DMX here. And we asked DMX, we said, yo, who won that battle? DMX said he never lost the battle. Then I seen an interview with Jay, and Jay said he never lost the battle. Yeah. But the thing about it was, we had just had Irv here, and we asked Irv, and then Irv said, that's the only time I ever heard DMX say, I think the people thought I lost. He never admitted that he lost.
Yeah.
So how did you feel, in your opinion?
So that's when I became a believer with Jay.
Oh, with Jay.
So I was neutral.
Is there a lot of people in the
pool
hall?
Because Steve Mack is my man and Dame is my man. So I wasn't there favoring nobody. It was at that battle when I was like, yo, this dude Jay is nice. And he started talking about the streets, right? My money machine go ta 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 ta.
And he wasn't speed rapping?
A little bit, but not like, you know what I'm saying?
But are people reacting? Or are people going crazy? So there's a lot of people in the spot.
X was going hard.
X was going crazy. Both of them. It was like 1A and 1B. But I gave Jay the nod. But I'm just saying, if somebody said X, you wouldn't be mad. I'm just saying it was that close.
Give me a tip. Ali, where you at?
Ali, full table.
No, yeah. Put him on.
Yeah.
D from motherfucking Rough Riders is here.
We got already know.
So D, who won that battle in your opinion?
That battle, you really can't say nobody won because they both was good. So I gave it like
everybody.
Yeah.
On both, like when you hear it on both sides, people like it was a tough battle. I mean, you know what I mean? Right. Everybody kind of giving it up. Ain't nobody like, yo, this was the clear, this and that.
Nah.
But if anybody on that side say DMX won, you ain't mad. If anybody on this side saying Jay won, you ain't mad. It was that close. Like, it's like
It was tight, like it was a battle where you had to give it up for both sides. Yeah. And plus, it was an experience for X as well as Hov, because they both had different styles and energy, so they learned off each other.
Yeah.
So that's what made it. The Hov run this way and X run that way. He was like, oh shit, he learned something from X. Hov probably learned something from him, and they both had two unique styles, and nobody really won. It was just, it was like a draw.
How come there's so much talent that comes from QB hat?
I think it got a lot to do with the Juice Crew. Mm. You know what I mean? And the inspiration.
Well, Juice Crew was Marley and Shan, really.
Right.
And
right,
Roxanne,
right.
You're right. It's and more Roxanne, than three. Sean Once Tate. It's more than three, you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, the inspiration that, you know, they came from that probably, it just, you know, it just, you know, the legacy just continued, you know, on Craig G.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Trash, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Big up Trash.
Big up
Trash. People always call Trash when we make jokes about him. Call him and let him know we're making him up.
Intelligent hoodlum.
Intelligent hoodlum. We love you, Trash. But we got to speak on it. Recently, you know, our brother Prodigy, we want to say rest in peace. In fact, let's give a moment of silence. Everybody just be quiet for a second. rest in peace, Prodigy.
For sure. But
recently he passed. We understand that. And did you see the overwhelming amount of love that he received on Instagram? And
yeah,
man. I wish he would have got to see that when he was here, right? Yeah. That was the only like negative part I had to say. I was like, I love that people show the love, but then again, as a person who knows him, I wish he could have been here to see that. Was that something like how you felt too, Noy?
For sure, but Pete really always got love because we used to call him Science. And we all the same age, coming up mad young, and everybody knew he always had that another level of mentality. Right. His mind was always on another level, you know what I mean? And he got that when we used to go do shows and stuff. We'd bump into the guards, they'd pull Pete to the side, dropping knowledge. And, you know, I'm not, you know, too much into the guard body and stuff like that, but Pete would take some information from that and move on, and then pick up books and move on from knowledge and share it. So I always seen like the real recognized real when it came to Prodigy. We do shows, a lot of stuff. We was wild, and so we used to bump into a lot of drama. But we used to have a lot of dudes come and show Pete love, like, yo, son, we could dad this on the strength of you. So he always had that respect. But of course, definitely wish he would have seen the love that he got.
Because it was from like, people that don't even rap. It was like from like just, you know, I remember just watching the news. It was a random guy in the news.
Oh, he made a little Mob tribute.
Yo, Tony Touches Down.
You see that?
Tony Touches Down says, somebody seen that?
Oh, yeah, I looked at the Tony Touch on the
phone. So,
yeah, he made a whole little news.
Yeah, that was
they ran the whole albums down.
He was giving the report.
No, he gave that report.
But he was using the lyrics.
Albums as the titles and what he was talking about.
Yeah, that was
and it matched up like a
so
like
is
a
there a Mob Deep album in the stash? Or there's something you gotta chill out with?
There's definitely a Mobb Deep album in the stash, you know what I mean? But I just want to give it a little bit of time, you know what I mean? So,
very respect.
Is it fully recorded or is it something you got to piece together?
Half and half, you know, I got to piece it together, stuff that's already recorded and stuff like that, because, you know, I think that's what people want, the, you know, just one last hurrah.
Of course,
You know, him out, stuff like that. So that's definitely in the mix.
Right. That's what's up, man. You know, again, my condolences to everybody because we all took it hard.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is motherfucking Dreamcast podcast. Make some noise!
Why you ain't never make the Coco Loso official drink?
We still negotiating.
That's a, oh, my bad. Okay, I went somewhere all quick. My bad.
No.
Okay.
Was nothing over. Okay.
That's my brother.
It's like the time gotta be right, you know.
Okay. You know?
But I gave him my word, like, if I ever did something with that, we came up with it together.
Man, that was,
my
crib. That was organic. That was so...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead. Take it from there. How did that come off?
It was, I think, the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Puerto Rican Day Parade. And, I mean, I guess what a lot of people don't know and what doesn't really get, you know, publicized is how close New York rap artists are. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really, like, have beef. Like, 50 has beef with some cats, LL has some beef. Mm-hmm. But the rest of us, we don't really have beef with each other, mm-hmm. like, from New York, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we all grew up together, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so us hanging out is nothing but us just, like, hanging out like regular people.
Right.
And we was at the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and we was sitting in the crib, chilling, doing what we do. You know, he has a lot of incredible ideas, and it you know, it just started off from there. He helped to kick off Ciroc, and, you know, it's truly a blessing. My brother's fab, and I look forward to getting money with him in the future.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Make some noise for that. Who's your top three MCs?
That was a tough one off top.
My top three?
Yeah.
Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z.
Boom.
I gotta say the same thing, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas.
In no particular order.
How are y'all, as New York artists, how are y'all adapting to the situation of trap music and being on the kick versus the snare? I just wanna have another shot to that before y'all drink, because I wanna just make sure that everybody got their shit.
The guest host
internet. Sufficiently.
Yeah. What a shot. Yeah, let's do it.
But I just want to let y'all know y'all on drink champs.
Chat. That's right.
Where everything
right.
goes, you know, when we slur our words and shit.
Yeah. We have fun.
Because I came from here to it was my man. It's my man.
Gooby Lou, happy birthday. You already know. You got. Hold on. I'm missing a shot. I'm not gonna skip it.
Yeah.
That's not what I do over here. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, man, once again,
us
being,
Black excellence.
Yes. Having fun, drink champs, both TV. Let's motherfucker.
And ain't nobody ask you in the crew.
No, we got St. Regis soap.
Yeah. I know you needed that one, huh? So what's up?
I say the kick versus the snare. We come from the snare. That's embedded. Mm-hmm. That's something we can do effortlessly. But since they doing the other thing, I say instead of negating it, you embrace it and you get on that joint and kill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Instead of hating it, you adapt to your situation and you maximize your opportunity, even though it might not be your cup of tea.
I think you gotta adapt and just, you know, switch your style to whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, if you that guy, if you can switch up your style, if you can go southpaw.
So you feel like you will dumb your shit down?
Nah, not dumb it down. You still gotta be you.
Never. You do you still on that trap beat and obliviate that world.
Do you. That's a very important word.
Yeah.
I want to talk about New York rap. You know?
Take it there.
New York rap. We have to do us. Do y'all feel like we as a community are doing us? Are we trying to survive and catch on to a wave? Or do you feel like New York is New York, man? I can't even water it down. It's New York, New York.
A percentage is trying to catch the wave. And then there's still a percentage that's doing authentic.
The waves change too.
New York music.
Yeah. And so does the wave feel like New York?
I feel like because New York has even changed.
Yes.
The whole, you know what I mean? So you can't go with the flow. You gotta be the flow. You gotta be with the flow. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I love that. I think it's important for people to hear that because a lot of times, to be honest, y'all don't get played in the southern cities because they feel like there's some tension that's really not there. They feel there's some lack of respect that's not really there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just I want to just know y'all opinion on it. And I would have to agree with you totally.
What we looking good is we got Cardi B out there. Cardi B is out there kicking pure ass.
Yes.
When you speak to Cardi B, her slang is so New York. She don't even have to say where she's from.
Yeah.
She'd be like, bitch, I know where you from. Excuse me, I didn't mean to call her. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you already know. And she's from uptown, too.
She reeked New York.
Yeah, like, she reeked New York. Like, and she's out there kicking ass.
Right.
Like, so, did you guys, to reiterate his question, but in a different way, like, a lot of people always keep saying, is New York back?
I never like trying to bring New York. And I always felt like, even when people was trying to do those records, New York back, you don't gotta say New York back. You gotta make a hit record, and that's what puts New York back.
You know, when dudes like Diddy still breathing in yourself and myself and yourself, that question's already answered. Mm-hmm. It ain't go nowhere. You don't gotta, you know what I mean? You start putting yourself, you start slighting from what you bring to the culture when you add to that. Mm. No, it's not back because it didn't go nowhere because you looking at the culture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right. And that's how you got to carry it. To everybody feel like that.
I want to be in a success circle. Mm. And whatever is successful, you know, it's different levels of success, but whatever is successful, I want to be in that.
They always try to divide and conquer us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Do you feel like New York supports New York enough? Like most
of it on the low. Okay. We don't do it on the broad. We don't. Dudes, I'm sure a lot of people that portray like they have a problem with each other or they're in their cribs and in their own personal zones playing the shit out of the other person's catalog or music or, you know what I mean? They enjoy the other person's success. They don't do it as much as the South. That's how the South slid in.
You took it somewhere else. Are you saying that you were still playing 50 while y'all was going at it?
I'm a fan of 50.
You were still, y'all was going at it? Yeah, you were still playing music?
Yeah. Get Rich or Die Trying's a classic. Right. Anybody with ears
it a classic while y'all was battling?
It's always a classic.
And you still listen to it? I'm asking.
I'm a realist and I deal with the situation on the table.
That's all.
You know what I mean?
That's
just hard. Because
it's a beautiful way
something was, you know, it was a discrepancy, that don't take away from that body of work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. That's still a classic, no matter what's going on.
So now when you hear like these stories of these super producers and their crazy ideas and like how they put it together, you guys both work with Puff. He's standing right here. Like, what was it? Describe what is it like being in the studio with him? Because he's been on before all of us. We all look up to him. We all show him love. Damn, Bootleg Kev, I just seen you. My nigga, Bootleg Kev, my nigga. So listen, my bad. So listen.
For me, that question is everything. Like he's the first person that gave us an opportunity.
Mm. Should we make some noise for that? I feel like we should make noise. God damn it.
Opportunity is one of the most goldenest things in the world.
You know what I mean?
That people don't even recognize. Somebody giving you an opportunity.
It's like coming out of the draft and going.
Priceless.
We was able to get drafted to the Chicago Bulls when Jordan was the hottest. You know what I mean? So that's a blessing from the Lord himself. Right. And then him just showing us. Let me backtrack a little bit. Not only him, we was able to be in the presence of Notorious B.I.G., you know what I mean? So that.
You definitely make it noise for that.
Yeah. He made us stars. He changed our lives. He was able to, you know, put my son through college, buy my mom's a house, learn how to perform, do things of that nature.
This motherfucking Dreamcast podcast.
You ever think that, like, you know, how your guys had the game, right? Like, I remember it was, like, Wu, then it was Meth,
then I believe it was Ray and Ghost.
Yeah.
And then y'all just was dropping albums like every. Do you think the game could ever go back to that with Mad Affiliates?
Yeah. But I love that you brought that up because the fact that.
Because y'all invented that.
Yeah, because brothers, you know, you hear it, it's so cliche.
They always give it to Master P and they always give it to Baby.
No, I get that part, but it's funny how people say, you know, they come in and it's cliche to say, we changed the game.
Mm.
We changed the game. And then if you ask them how, it's like it's superficial shit. Like, well, we did this, we did. We actually did change the game because we came in as a group with options to sign a solo artist.
Yeah.
That was never heard of. And when you talk about shit like that, you can't take that for granted because you have labels working with each other that would otherwise be trying to cut each other's throats.
Never worked.
That's very interesting.
Never worked with each other.
So all artists is anchored to one entity and can't do nothing but that right there. But let me ask you something. So is that what y'all came in with the game at first? Y'all came in and said, yo, look, we selling Wu-Tang Clan, but we
it was just too much talent.
It
was a lot of talent to be holding in one spot like that. He knew. He said, you got meth, you got dirty. It was too much.
It was like accidental genius shit because it was more or less like it wasn't going to be enough money for the whole group. It's like we're not going to let you sign the whole group for that amount. Mm-hmm. But we'll let you have maybe one or two niggas or one nigga or this, that, and the third. So then it became a picture of, well, who we going to pick?
Mm-hmm.
And who we going to do this? Mm-hmm. I wasn't picked by Def Jam. Def Jam wanted Old Dirty. Mm-hmm. But Dirty was already signed with Electra.
Electra already?
With Electra already. And he had fucked his money up already, too. Remember that car? Remember that fucking car he bought?
Where you going, man?
He bought a
Lexus.
It was a burgundy car, nigga. And I remember because he bought a system. System cost more than the fucking car. That type shit. Remember he battled Neek the Exotic one night outside the club. Neek the Exotic and shit. Niggas, no, it was just a battle. And Neek clearly lost. And niggas bust his windows out of his car. By the time he got back to his car, his windows bust. Any fucking way. Nigga, it came to a point where, all right, well, who can I have? Russell. Who can I have at Def Jam and shit? And they kind of threw me at him.
Okay, I kind of did.
And Tracy Waples.
Okay.
It was really Tracy Waples who said, well, if we get anybody with Russell later on, if we get anybody, I want this nigga.
Yeah, definitely was
and
Tracy.
And that's how I got in the building. It wasn't a we want meth off top type thing. No, they would have took anybody at that
point.
M.A.T.'s
OD man wasn't out yet?
No.
Oh,
was it?
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
But Loud didn't pick y'all individually from the get?
No, that's what I was they signed us as a group.
So they didn't say, we want to take an option on one of y'all.
Gave us the option to sign a solo artist. And that next
And they didn't take an option and say, we want such and such artist from the group.
I'm not sure about that. You have to speak to Rob about that part.
Right.
But the way the whole shit worked out, it was weird because my album actually got finished before Dirty's.
Mm.
And because the simple fact that I had a lot of shit in my way because there was a flood, most of the music got lost, so I had to re-record a lot of shit. He had to redo a lot of beats. And when we were on the road, we would wake up that morning. You know, we was on the West Coast. We would get up that morning and go do radio. You know the grind.
Yeah, yes.
You go from radio, you go do some type of record in-store type shit, where you go to the distributors and shit like that.
It's
an all-day fucking process. Then you go do the show that night. After the show, y'all dudes was going back to y'all rooms. I was in the fucking studio recording in some nasty shit. So I'm talking about stocking on top of a hanger, popper stopper, stocking on top of a
hanger, popper stopper. That's the best shit.
Rats and shit. Yeah, real shit.
What's your favorite Wu-Tang album you ever worked on?
The favorite?
No, I have cuts.
Okay, certain cuts is like, you know, bring you right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's yours.
Forever album is yours?
Yeah, because I remember Dirty, and we was in Hawaii, and he was singing Love Boat. Love Boat.
The
promise is something he was just
seeing
that fly shit. And you know, we was all Hawaii'd out.
And it was, we all
down
in Hawaii.
Yeah,
we all had scooters.
Okay,
and
what
shit.
Happened in Hawaii? Let's go to Hawaii.
We all had school. First day, because we just got our American Express card.
Okay.
Platinum joints. Talk about it, right?
Okay.
So niggas is out in fucking Hawaii. First day, everybody got scooters. Right, true. All right, well, I want to one-up, nigga, so I go back and get the scooter that you got to actually wear goggles for and shit. That really get up. But before that, we taking a trip to where you go jet skiing at. Instead of taking the vehicles, we rode on the bikes. The next 2 days, I went shopping that first day. I bought a little something here and there, like a pair of Gucci shoes and shit like that. Cause you know, out there, everything is Louis, Gucci, yep. Prada, stores, whole stores. Yeah. By the third day, them
what called, Hawaii, yeah,
that, we was in Kauai.
Kauai.
What, that was Waikiki?
No, he was in Kauai.
Look how rich these niggas is. Let's make some noise from every part of Hawaii.
And so by the third day, I go to use my card. Shit is declined. Mm. Third day. I get back to the hotel. We going out that night. Dudes got Z3 BMWs. I fucked them students. Fucked them students, nigga. Spiders and shit. I'm like, what?
Drop top shit.
And this me though. That's all I got right here, because the card done been maxed out already. What the fuck I'ma get now? So yeah, it was all right out there. We had a ball.
You've been listening to the Drink Champs podcast. Drink Champs is a weekly podcast created by DJ EFN and NORE. And is produced by DJ EFN and NORE. Sound engineered by Hazardous Sounds. You can also watch us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as online 6 days following the TV premiere of an episode. Schedule may vary depending on special releases or off weeks. For everything Drink Champs, including Drink Champs merch, powered by 89 Clothing, log on to drinkchamps.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Drink Champs. Follow DJ EFN at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Facebook and Twitter, and follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and Facebook. Look out for new podcasts coming out under our podcast network. Also be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes and everywhere else our podcast is available. We also post audio on SoundCloud and YouTube, so search us, find us, subscribe, like, and comment there as well. Thank you to our Drink Champs Army for continued support. And if you are new to the Army, thanks for joining the family.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.